From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Senate lawmakers, by a vote of 62-30, voted today to move ahead with debate and a vote later this week on a $15 billion jobs bill. The bill, sponsored by Majority Leader Harry Reid of Nevada, helped on its way by a yes vote from newly seated Massachusetts Republican Scott Brown. Speaking on the Senate floor after the vote, Reid praised those who helped move the bill forward.
I hope this is the beginning of a new day here in the Senate. Whether this new day was created by the new senator from Massachusetts or some other reason, I'm very, very happy that we were able to get this done.
The measure would allow businesses that hire unemployed individuals to forego payroll taxes on those new hires for a period. Companies that keep those employees on the job for a year would also receive a $1,000 credit. Najibullah Zazi, the Afghan immigrant who, along with a group of others, is accused of plotting to blow up the New York City subway system, pleaded guilty today to terrorism-related charges. Zazi pleading guilty in federal court in New York. John Pistol is deputy director of the FBI. He says the fact Zazi was unable to carry out his plot says a great deal about U.S. law enforcement efforts.
Our success to date in unraveling this plot is a result of the dedication and commitment of the law enforcement and intelligence communities, particularly the Joint Terrorism Task Forces in Denver and New York City.
Zazi pleaded guilty to conspiracy to use weapons of mass destruction, conspiracy to commit murder, and providing material support for a terrorist organization. It was in connection with a plot to attack the New York subway system. He faces life in prison. Republicans are not welcoming President Obama's new health overhaul plan. It comes in preparation for a bipartisan health summit Thursday. NPR's Julie Rovner has details.
The president's plan is a somewhat altered version of the bill passed by the Senate on Christmas Eve. Many of the changes, however, are intended not to please Republicans, but to pacify liberal Democrats in the House. They thought the Senate bill was too conservative. Republicans, however, have been saying that the only way they'll be willing to negotiate is if Democrats jettison the bills they passed last year and agree to start from scratch. House Republican leader John Boehner said the president's new plan, quote, has crippled the credibility of this week's summit by proposing the same massive government takeover of health care based on a partisan bill the American people have already rejected. Most Republican invitees, however, still say they plan to attend the meeting. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Wall Street had a somewhat restrained trading session today as investors analyzed corporate earnings numbers. Giant home improvement chain Lowe's surprised the market with better-than-expected fourth-quarter profits that were up by some 27%, however, some healthcare stocks were mixed on concerns about the White House healthcare overhaul plan unveiled today. On Wall Street, the Dow dropped 18 points to end the session at 10,383. The Nasdaq closed down a point. The Standard & Poor's 500 also ended the day down a point. You're listening to NPR News. The top commanding general in Iraq says as long as we are still able to fight our wars, anyone regardless of sexual orientation should be allowed to serve in the U.S. military. General Ray Odierno says for him the matter of don't ask, don't tell and allowing gays to serve openly has been largely a non-issue. Odierno, who helped lead a troop buildup in Iraq that has led to a reduction in violence there, is one of the first senior military leaders overseeing troops in the field to comment about a decision by the Pentagon to review the current policy. A new study in the Journal Archives of Internal Medicine looks at how doctors say no when patients inappropriately request medication. NPR's Lee Spiegel has the story.
When patients inappropriately request medications, doctors face a potential problem. If they say no, the patients could decide they're unhappy and go to somebody else. To understand the different ways doctors seek to reject questionable requests, Deborah Paternity of the University of California, Davis, sent fake patients into doctors' offices to ask for antidepressants. Paternity found that only 6% of doctors rejected the requests outright. Another 38% managed to avoid prescribing the medicines to the fake patients by using strategies like referring the patient to another doctor for evaluation or ordering a diagnostic test. Paternity recommends that to control the healthcare costs associated with inappropriate treatment, learning to say no should be part of a doctor's training. Elise Spiegel, NPR News, Washington.
With the release of the movie Avatar, Hollywood is on something of a 3D kick. Three big-budget movies, Alice in Wonderland, How to Train Your Dragon, and Clash of the Titans will have 3D versions. Hollywood has taken a huge liking to 3D, largely because ticket prices for 3D versions of a movie are several dollars higher. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.